Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Along with me tonight, as always, is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
What's going on? Let's get it started, man.
Nothing much, man. Everything all is well here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 in 96.9 FM, talking about the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, talking about wrestling going into WrestleMania weekend. All is great. Can't complain at all. WrestleMania weekend is getting ready to come up on us before we even know it. But with it, there's a lot to talk about in the world of professional wrestling right now. Definitely a lot to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. We got to think about it. You got John Cena getting ready to take on The Miz. We saw Seth Rollins get beat up this past Monday night on Monday Night Raw, which proves that he is 100%. Triple H looking marvelous and being in good shape. We got Roman Reigns taking on The Undertaker. You have just announced on SmackDown this past Tuesday night, Shane McMahon is taking on none other than the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. There's a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling, but let's get started right here with the return of Seth Rollins. With your thoughts on how Seth Rollins returned on this Monday night, which was a surprise, and knowing that Mick Foley didn't fire anybody, maybe he got fired himself, wasn't clear on that, but Seth Rollins returns Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that was done very well. As we know, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, a kind of a wait-and-see game with Seth Rollins to see what's going to be cleared. We pretty much have our answer now that he should be good to go. I like how they spread it out. They've done just enough, and they keep building and building and building. And I think we're going to get what we want at WrestleMania with Seth Rollins versus Triple H, and it should be good.
It should be good. It should be a good match. I think, do we get 100% Seth Rollins? No. Do we get a 75-80% Seth Rollins? Yes, I think 75-80% Seth Rollins is better than most people on the card. I know there's a lot of people that will argue with me that, but I think Seth Rollins and Triple H, this match has been brewing for 2 years now. It has been brewing for 2 years, and there's no way that WWE, Seth Rollins, or even Triple H didn't want to see this happen. That would have been like a WrestleMania bust for Seth Rollins. Think about this way. The last time we saw Seth Rollins at a WrestleMania, he was cashing in his money in the bank to become the world heavyweight champion. You know, he wants that's his WrestleMania moment. What a better way to have another WrestleMania moment than taking on the cerebral assassin, the one who helped you get the Money in the Bank briefcase, the one who helped you get the world title, and not none other than Triple H. This match right here has potential to be, if Seth Rollins is at 75%, 80%, as most people say, it will be a good match. It will be a good match for Seth Rollins. It'll be a good match for Triple H as well, taking on some of the younger talent, and I think the fans will really be into this match. I'm not going to say this match will steal the show because there's another match that was announced this week that we found out on 205 that Austin Aries will be taking on Neville at WrestleMania this year. Austin Aries winning the Fatal 5-Way match on 205. Now it is official. Austin Aries will take on Neville at WrestleMania, and that's the match, in my opinion, that was still the show.
I'm really looking forward to that. First, I kind of thought we were going to get maybe some kind of ladder match or something that involved all of the cruiserweights. But I like that they didn't go overkill, and they give us arguably the two best in the division to showcase them on WrestleMania. So I'm all for it, and I know these guys can work, and I think we're in for a really, really, really good match.
I think we were in for a really good match, fast-paced match, high-impact match. Austin Aries coming back off of his orbital surgery to his eye. Neville's turning over, switching over, being healed. Talking to people that I've talked to throughout the day, everyone is in love with this Neville character or this Neville gimmick or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to politely disagree with you. I don't think we get fast-paced like you may think that may be stigmatized with the cruiserweight. These guys can actually work in the sense that they can get your more technical holds, your more technical style of wrestling. So we may get a spot here and there, get a really, really good, methodically paced wrestling match. So we'll see. I think you say fast paced, I say it's gonna be more of a technical, methodical, slower pace.
So you see more Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko from ECW?
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot more smoother with the ring work than it being fast paced and getting kind of quick high impact spot. You'll get one every now and again, but I think it's going to be more of a slower, more technical wrestling pace. And I mean, I think the fans will really appreciate that more.
I think, you know, with this match coming up, I think it's good. I like to see the placement in the card. I'm always looking at where things are placed at in a card and how and what comes before and what comes after and determines this match, because this match could take the fans up real, real high because they want to showcase 205 and they want to showcase the cruiserweights. I think this is in the middle of the card. I think this is in the middle of the card.
Yeah.
Match gives them opportunity to change the ropes. And it also is give opportunity for the fans to see and for them to showcase. I wouldn't start the show off with this, and we'll deal with that a little bit later down the line. Our picks in a couple weeks to come,
done,
how we think the card.
Yeah, now this match will be done through the Hall of Fame segment. I think give them time to really change the ropes, get all that done. I think that's when it's done.
Mm-hmm. And then let's get to the other match before we take our first commercial break. That's also been named this week. And that's AJ Styles taking on Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon said AJ Styles, after being beat up by AJ Styles in the back of the arena on SmackDown, that AJ Styles come and Shane McMahon comes out towards the middle in the show and was saying, "Look, if AJ Styles want a match, he doesn't have an opponent for WrestleMania. I'll be his opponent for WrestleMania." 2 years in a row, we get Shane McMahon at a WrestleMania match. This time against AJ Styles. Saw this brewing for the last couple of weeks. Where AJ Styles has gotten into the face of Shane McMahon, and they've been bumping each other's chest. AJ pushed him down. Shane McMahon putting AJ Styles in a triple threat match with Randy Orton. AJ Styles really felt that he should have been the number one contender since Randy Orton gave it up. And then thus we get the beatdown from AJ Styles on the Shane McMahon, and Shane McMahon declaring that he would take on AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Your thoughts on this match? I heard a lot of different opinions. People agree, disagree, say Shane shouldn't be there. I think AJ is going to make Shane look like $1 million.
It's almost, you know, and no disrespect to AJ, but I think it goes 50-50. I think they're both going to make each other look good. You can't say that Shane doesn't make other people look good for the talent that he is, considering he's not a full-time performer or a full-time wrestler anyway. He puts on a show, and that's what it's here for. And this is really to showcase AJ in a high-profile match. I think Shane's the perfect opponent. If you're not going to put AJ in a championship match, Shane's the perfect opponent. I agree with it. I'm all for it. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to shock a lot of the detractors in how good this match truly will be. And not only that, I also will say, not saying that it definitely will, but this match could open up WrestleMania as well. This match could.
Not a bad choice there for this to open up WrestleMania. But we're going to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and how you may still see the Big Show and Shaq get it on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Booker T, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. HEMCO purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call HEMCO at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9 Fox Sports Radio 1340 here with the Wrestling Marks of Excellence each and every Thursday night here at 6 p.m. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, we're back. We're back talking professional wrestling, heading into this WrestleMania, heading into WrestleMania season, and that's what it is. Yeah, I know everybody's worried about March Madness, but it's wrestling time right now. And before we went to commercial break, we talked about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and how we may still get the Big Show and Shaquille O'Neal have not been ruled out. We know that the Big Show has entered himself into the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, along with Apollo Crews, along with Curt Hawkins, along with Mojo Riley, the four participants currently in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Don't know how many participants we may have. May get 20. You may get actually 30 guys, depending on the roster. May get some NXT guys down into the Memorial Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with WWE. This is the match that if you're part of the company, you can get on the card match. And whether no matter how long you stay in the ring or whatever case may be, but you can get on the card. And that's what a lot of guys want to do, stay on the roster and also get on the card for WrestleMania, have the WrestleMania moment, per se, be able to walk down that ramp at WrestleMania in front of over 80,000 fans is exciting. But nonetheless, the Big Show and the Shaquille O'Neal one-on-one matchup may not happen. Well, will not happen now, but you still may see it. As we noticed from last year, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, Shaq was a surprise entrance. And I dare not say that he won't be a surprise entrance this year. In some way, some shape, somehow, we'll get Shaquille O'Neal and the Big Show in the ring together for at least 2 or 3 minutes, where we can see much more than them grabbing each other's throat and try to choke slam each other. What is your thoughts?
It's interesting how they're going to do this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I mean, yeah, I guess you can give it to Big Show again if this is really his kind of last appearance and he's on his way out. And you're not going to really do anything with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Oof, that's a lot to say. But if you're not going to do anything with it, then go ahead and give it to Big Show one more time. But if you are really going to do something with the winner of this Battle Royal and really make it mean something, and I mean title shot at like the United States or Intercontinental Championship or something like that, if you do something like that, then absolutely you give it to an up-and-comer. But if not, go ahead and give Big Show the rub one more time. You know, but I mean, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is, named after Andre because of Andre's dominance in Battle Royal. Big Show has been the most dominant big man in wrestling since Andre the Giant. So why not go ahead and give it to him?
I agree with you on that part. Big Show has been the most dominant big man in the world professional wrestling since Andre the Giant. But I also believe that, you know, last year Baron Corbin was Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. You know, it is a lot to say. And they gave him a rub. Look at him now. He's at this year's WrestleMania fighting for the IC title. So there has been proof that the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal can get you to another level. The IC title, it still means something. You know, he took a long way to get there within a year time. Within a year's time, but they always mention it when he comes out. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner. They try to keep it relevant in his brag sheet per se. If you look at when he comes out on SmackDown on the side where they run down his credentials, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner is there. So I think that has really pushed him a little bit along with his work ethic. But that Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal win last year coming up from NXT. Helped him a little bit to propel to where he's at right now.
Well, that's where I curb my enthusiasm, I guess you could say, or I walk cautiously with saying that Baron Corbin's push is a, you know, direct or indirect result of him winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I have to see more of the results like this with in accordance with people that win the Battle Royal in order to start saying, yeah, he won Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and look where he's at now. Because right now, I just think it's a coincidence. Baron Corbin was going to get pushed regardless. And that's my opinion. So unless I see another Battle Royal winner that get a similar push, I'm not buying that it's related to the Battle Royal yet. I'm not.
Okay, we can take that because there's the first winner, Big Show, the year after he won it.
He kind of fizzled
out.
Cesaro was the first winner. Remember that.
What was that? Cesaro was the first one. I apologize. Cesaro, his career kind of, after he won, he fizzed out a little bit. They tried the Paul Heyman experiment and didn't work after he won. So it fizzed out a little bit. Big Show fizzed out. Baron Corbin was one of the first ones who wanted to maybe, I'm going to use your correlation, may have gotten a little rub or shine from the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. But we'll see. Depends on the winner this year and what happens with them in the next 365.
Right.
Next question I want to bring up. There's a lot of rumors circulating around there as we get closer to WrestleMania. You know, we mentioned this last week's show that the match between Roman Reigns and The Undertaker will happen. It became official this Monday night on Raw as it's been named to one of the matches. There's been rumors out there that this could be The Undertaker's last hurrah. Do you agree with those rumors? Do you believe those rumors or not? Do you think that this is The Undertaker's last hurrah?
Honestly, at this point, until Undertaker's gone, I don't believe anything is his last match. I mean, honestly, he should have been gone when he lost 3 years ago. That's my opinion was always if the WrestleMania he lost the streak should be his last match he ever lost. He's lost the streak against Brock Lesnar. He should have wrapped it up. He should already be in Hall of Fame or we should be putting him in by now. At this point, I can't say this will be Undertaker's last one because he's only wrestling once a year. Granted, he's getting older and breaking down like any person's body would. But we've been saying, dang, this is his last one for like, 5 years now? So I'm not going to believe it until it happens, honestly.
I agree. And this would take the wrestling fan to a whole different level if his last match, nothing, and when I say this, nothing against Roman Reigns, but Roman Reigns would not be or should not be the one that retires The Undertaker. And especially when we have not seen the match that everybody wants to see out of this. John Cena and The Undertaker, where both guys are healthy. Both guys are, as you mentioned, Undertaker only wrestle once a year. Both guys are kind of in shape. I think if there's going to be one person who retires The Undertaker or his last match will be John Cena. And I don't think Undertaker's last match will be at WrestleMania. And I so may disagree with me. I think his last match will be at Survivor Series where he started it all. His last match will be there.
Well, three things with that. One, I disagree that Roman shouldn't be the one or whatnot. If it's going to be Roman, if they're going to push Roman, if this is their plan, it's going to be Roman. So I do think Roman's a strong enough candidate, and I'm not saying funny to the, say, you know, make Roman look strong and all that, but I do think Roman's a strong enough candidate to beat Undertaker, and I'm okay with it if he does. I mean, the guy is your next guy to push after John Cena. If you're going to use, you know, Undertaker as a catalyst for that, use him. Second thing, in regards to the John Cena Undertaker match itself, that's why I still hold out the Taker until he's best he's done. I don't think he's done because I agree that match does have to happen. And the third thing was that it's interesting that you brought up Survivor Series being his last hurrah because Survivor Series this year is in his hometown of Houston. So if there's ever a time that he can really wrap it up, it could be Survivor Series this year coming out of Houston. So that's funny you brought that up. I don't think you were trying to correlate that. I'm not going to give you credit for that. I'm going to say
you got to give me – I do some research here. I don't just shoot off the top of my dome. There's a little bit of research that goes into this. Well, that's why you're the wizard, because you picked up on it. You're the wizard. We'll see if any of the listeners have picked up on it before you even say that this year's Survivor Series is in Houston. You know, we'll see. I just think that is where we get it at. I think, you know, if he does go, he goes that way. How many wrestlers can say they left at the same pay-per-view that they came in on? You know, not too many. You know, with the nostalgia of the Undertaker and how he is. And I think he has a couple more years in him if he decides to go. Even though he's getting older, he looks better. Last year he came in with WrestleMania and in one of the best shape of his life. He actually walked out of WrestleMania last year. You know what I'm saying? And not a joke at the Undertaker. A couple of years he was carted out. He fell out 1 year after that and went into behind the ambulance. So the last several years, prior to last year, there's been, you know, question, will he ever come back because of his health? Last year he finished a cage match, a hellacious cage match against Shane McMahon, a younger, stronger, younger, faster guy, and he walked out of WrestleMania. So to me, that meant he was in decent shape. And not only did he walk out WrestleMania, let's think about it. He wrestled several other matches last year besides WrestleMania. Him and Brock at SummerSlam. He did a couple of house shows. Then he did WrestleMania.
That was two years ago.
Leading up to last year WrestleMania. So he has gotten better and progressed year after year. So he may have some more years. And I think we do. We never got, which I didn't want to see anyway. Shout out to Mike Knox, who I've said it would never happen anyway. One more notch in my belt. Undertaker, Sting, no one wanted to see besides him. I think we do get Cena, Undertaker somewhere down the line.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think that's really the last one.
That's the last one. And, you know, those rumors will continue to go on and continue to surface about The Undertaker, about him in retirement, as you mentioned, as the bell or the gong tolls for the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and 96.9. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about WrestleMania, more about SmackDown, and which NXT stars would you like to see come up after WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Carlito, and you're listening to WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM.
Looking for exotic food at reasonable prices? Elephant Thai, the only authentic Thai restaurant in the Tri-Cities, located in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell, is the place for you. Don't like real spicy food? Every meal at Elephant Thai can be customized from no spices to your desired level of spices. Exotic desserts, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages are also available, including beer from Thailand.
A special notice regarding Elephant Thai Restaurant. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai. Come and enjoy the exotic food of Thailand and receive a free dessert and fountain drink along with your lunch or dinner order. You heard correctly. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai.
Elephant Thai, your spot for an exciting dining experience. Call 458-2885. That's Elephant Thai Restaurant in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell.
Owens & Spire Realty is a division of Middle Peninsula Insurance. Is a proud down by the riverside, Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings of Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
We hope to talk to you soon, and go Blue Devils.
I'm here. A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
You'll see 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Hey, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Along with me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. We call him the Wizard for a reason. If you saw the last segment, as we talked about the Undertaker may retire, Wizard let you know that Survivor Series will be in the Undertaker's hometown in Houston. And we continue the conversation a little bit more as we were on commercial break. And there's a lot of things that set up for the Undertaker losing to Roman Reigns. I wish you could hear the conversations that we have, but he is the Wizard, and there are some good points that he has made about that. But also, WrestleMania season, once again, is upon us. A lot of things going on in Orlando. I'll be there. The Wizard will be there. Brian will be there, as well as Mike Knox. So, Wrestling Summit, is coming together in Orlando. I think I said New Orleans before, but in Orlando. That's 2 years down the line, New Orleans next year. But in Orlando this WrestleMania season. But while we're in Orlando, there's going to be a big Friday night, which is new, which is NXT. NXT will be this Friday night, not on Saturday as it normally been. The Hall of Fame and NXT are swapping places. And this time of year, people start to insinuate or to guess which NXT star will start making his way, his or her way, to the main roster. I want to get that conversation, that segment going on right now. Which NXT star would you like to see, Wizard, go to the main roster? And then which NXT star do you think is coming to the main roster?
I guess who I would like to see come to the main roster, right now, based on the guys that they got, it's probably going to be Bobby Roode that I would like to see come up. But who I think is going to come up right now, I think we get Shinsuke, and I think we get Ty Dillinger coming up to the main roster. That's who I think is coming. Although, if it was me, I would hold Ty Dillinger down in NXT because I really think he deserves a run with the NXT championship. I really do. Even if it's a short one, I think he does. But I think Shinsuke, Ty Dillinger, and The Revival are who we get coming up to the main roster.
Okay. I agree with two of those. I agree with Shinsuke Nakamura, who I believe is coming up to the main roster. I agree with The Revival. I don't think we get Ty Dillinger as of yet. I think Ty stays down just a little bit longer, maybe before SummerSlam. I don't think he comes up yet. I just see Ty Dillinger, and sometimes I think Fandango, just every once in a while. That's just me. No one else. Not that he is a Fandango gimmick. What I mean is that 10 would just be like the da 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 da. It will only have a moment. You know what I'm saying? It won't be the yes chant. It will just have a moment in time. And then what else will Ty Dillinger be able to do within the ring to keep him up there in the thick of things? Because you just don't want to get to the main roster. You want to be able to make an impact when you get to the main roster. Because let's look at some of the guys who've come up to the main roster and have not made an impact. The Ascension, the Vaudevillains, those type teams of people who have come to the main roster and have not made an impact on there. Just came my your boy Tyler Breeze, who came up to the main roster, who could have still been in NXT and been a major star, especially with the way the NXT is moving. He's been up on the main roster, and they have not really done anything with him, or anything they have tried with him had not been successful, have not been where it did not translate. It just didn't translate over. So, you know, you just don't want to come to the main roster. You want to make an impact when you come to the main roster. Ali, a la Samoa Joe, you know, who comes up a la Bayley, a Paige years ago when she came up the night after WrestleMania and won the women's title off of AJ Lee. You want to be able to make an impact. So, Shinsuke Nakamura, I think Asuka comes up, believe it or not. I think Asuka loses the women's title. I think we had this discussion maybe on a previous show that you think she keeps it and still come up a la Paige, you know, and then go back later and drops it. I think Sasha Banks did that as well.
I don't think she goes back and drops it. No, they're going to do the same thing with Paige. They're going to have her give it up. They made Paige give up the NXT championship. So I'd have her do the same thing. Just give it up, and they have give it up and let Ember get it that way. I don't think with the performance Asuka has been giving the last year, I think she deserves that. But she doesn't need. I know it's a kayfabe sport. I get it, but I think Asuka deserves to just go ahead and have the title and never lose it. My opinion.
And that could be possibly so. You know, those days I'd like to see. I would like to see Eric Young come up, but it's too soon. It's too soon. I think Eric Young will be a great.
I think he gets a run with the belt.
Yeah, I do too. I think he is be a great NXT champion and another kick in the gut or nuts, whatever you want to say, to Impact Wrestling. With Eric Run getting a run and these guys becoming major household names by going to WWE, and not only would be another kick in the gut for Impact Wrestling. Think about it, they're in Orlando. They're in Orlando right now, the home of Impact Wrestling, quote unquote. And Impact Wrestling to me, and I know we shift gears there for a minute. That's my ADHD, whatever you want to call it, kicking in. How can everybody be in your town running shows and you're not running a show in Orlando the week of WrestleMania?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're discouraged to where they think nobody's gonna come, or what. I don't know. Well, we've been asking that question for years, though, G-Lo. You think about it, TNA doesn't run shows WrestleMania weekend anyway. The only one I remember for sure. Yeah.
Well, you about to say the same thing. The one we remember for sure was 29 because we went to that show.
And that was
45 minutes. Hour away. Yeah, 45 minutes to hour away. And dare to say the Pro Wrestling Syndicate show drew more people than the NXT, TNA show.
I wouldn't dare to say that. I think it did.
It drew more people. So this, you know, Impact Wrestling in your own hometown, I guess, you have everybody making money. There's a all-women's show on Saturday. There's a Ring of Honor show, the best of the best show. There's WrestleCon. There's everybody who's running who has a promotion, except for the promotion that comes out of Orlando.
Yeah.
And their stars are everywhere else besides.
That's the number two promotion in wrestling. It's the number two promotion, and it's in your backyard. You're not even running a show.
Not even running a show. That's bad. But I go back up. Those who may enter into or go up, I would like to see Ciampa and Gargano go to 205. And I know, and somebody may say 205 is not the main roster.
That's a great point.
I disagree with that because they are Monday Night Raw every week. That's the main roster to me. I'm sorry. When you're on Raw and when you're on SmackDown and you take airtime for those guys, that's the main roster.
Yeah, that's a good call because somebody else I was thinking of that may end up coming up to 205 Live is Hideo Itami as well.
Yes, and I forgot about him. We haven't seen him in a while. You know what I'm saying? That's the guy that you can get it from.
He just came back at a house show this past week. So he's cleared. He's good to go. Seems like.
Hey, there you have it. There you have it. Breaking news with the Wizard. I forgot about him, but yeah, that's 205. So you have those in that, and so that's where WWE has. They have more wrestlers now than they do shows, which I like to see them branch out and bring more people onto the 3 hours of Raw that they can do more storylines with. And I know somebody said, "Well,
the only thing is, though, G-Lo, the main issue I think that we're seeing." Is that there's enough 205 live wrestlers, but maybe this is just me. A lot of the crowd leaves or is just dead after SmackDown when they put on 205 live. I mean, it probably costs too much to rent out Full Sail again, but I would just run 205 out of Full Sail. I for the life of me, I've never understood since 205 live started. Why they aren't running it out of Full Sail?
Yeah, that's
it. It might be travel going from Raw to back to Orlando, but if that's the case, you could just film 205 live like you do NXT and do four shows in one taping.
That, or go back to the old way they used to do Superstars. People may not remember. Film it before the show, and then you can always put it on. You're putting it on your network. It's not like it's any, you know, you're putting it on your network. So you film it before Raw, I mean, before SmackDown. Remember, SmackDown used to really start at 9 o'clock. So when you get in the arena,
Only problem with that is that you're running SmackDown live. So it has to be at 8 o'clock. Basically, you'll be starting your shows. You'll be starting your shows. For the people like actually attending, you'll be starting essentially at 6:30, pretty much.
And yeah, and that will mess you up on the West Coast when you go because that'll be at 3:30 in the afternoon, and you won't have anybody in the arena.
Exactly.
Kids still be in school. Parents will still be at work.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, you have to do NXT. I mean, to me, I guess, and this is I'm gonna ask you because you're the Wizard. Is it that fans who buy these tickets don't know that there's a show after SmackDown because it's really not advertised? But you think about Johnny who tells his mom, I want to go to SmackDown, right? Mom, I'm going to SmackDown. And the mother's not a wrestling fan. She may be a casual wrestling fan, sit down and watch it on Tuesday nights with Johnny and have no other idea what else is going on. She doesn't know that, and they may not have the network. She don't know that 205 comes on after SmackDown. It's not on a ticket. It's not on the commercials that you heard of commercials here for the March 28th show in Richmond Coliseum. 205 is not even mentioned. But we do know that 205 will be recorded. Maybe WWE needs to let the people know that 205 is recorded after SmackDown.
They probably do. They probably do once you're in the arena. But here's actually the issue, though, G-Lo, is that once, you know, mom takes little Johnny or whatnot to the show and he sees John Cena, John Cena has wrestled, John Cena's gone, mom's like, okay, I want to go home. Like, I'm good at school in the morning. That's the situation, is that SmackDown's ending, you know what I'm saying, and you take these kids back home so they can go to school in the morning. They already seen John Cena. They already seen Dean Ambrose. They're good to go. That's the problem I think they're running into.
Yeah, they got their popcorn. They got everything else they needed, and I don't need 205. Who are those little guys anyway, as some may say? And we saying little Johnny.
Yeah.
You know what I should have said? I should have said little Jimmy, because little Jimmy should have came. This is a pet peeve of mine. I think they dropped the ball with the little Jimmy character. They should have had somebody that was little Jimmy, but little Jimmy really wasn't little. Little Jimmy was maybe 6'5". 265 pounds that R-Truth was looking at and calling Little Jimmy. But that I it was a great opportunity for them to bring character. Wouldn't it have been great if, let's say, a Braun Strowman was Little Jimmy?
That would have got ahead of its time, actually.
I know it was ahead of its time, but it would have got over. It would have got over, because everybody expects Little Jimmy. Yeah, and Little Jimmy would have come. Little Jimmy would have ran out one night, probably the night at a Capital Connection, if I'm not mistaken, where he faced John Cena, and I still think they dropped the ball with that, but that's just my own pet peeve. R-Truth should have been the World Heavyweight Champion during that time because he was way over.
But we're going to take our last commercial break of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more wrestling talk, more WrestleMania talk, more TNA talk. We're even going to talk about the Ring of Honor and the Hardy Boys' new championship. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks for Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Hello, this is Samoa Joe, and you're listening to WMER Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM and WHAP Hopewell VA.
Looking for exotic food at reasonable prices? Elephant Thai, the only authentic Thai restaurant in the Tri-Cities, located in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell, is the place for you. Don't like real spicy food? Every meal at Elephant Thai can be customized from no spices to your desired level of spices. Exotic desserts, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages are also available, including beer from Thailand.
A special notice regarding Elephant Thai Restaurant. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai. Come and enjoy the exotic food of Thailand and receive a free dessert and fountain drink along with your lunch or dinner order. You heard correctly. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai.
Elephant Thai, your spot for an exciting dining experience. Call 458-2885. That's Elephant Thai Restaurant in the Crossing Shopping Center in Hopewell.
Elephant Thai Realty is at the business of Middle Peninsula Insurance. Down by the Riverside, Ingram Realty is my guide. The landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
We hope to talk to you soon, and go Blue Devils.
I'm here. A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
UFC 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wrestling Marks for Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Once again, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, along with me, the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. If you missed part of this show or any other Wrestling Marks for Excellence shows, you can always go to FoxSportsRadio1340AM.com. Click on the Wrestling Marks for Excellence banner and listen to any all our archive shows. Or if you're an iTunes person, go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and never, and I mean never, miss another episode of Wrestling Marks of Excellence ever again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's great for us. We're going to talk about, please subscribe. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Play for all you Google device users. And you don't want to join over to the iPhone family. I'm part of the iPhone family. I believe the Wizard's part of the iPhone family as well, aren't you, Wizard?
Yes, I am.
See, iPhone family. iPhone family, where is that? They're not a sponsor yet, but we keep talking about
yeah,
them. They're joining us.
We didn't get paid by either one yet, so I don't care what you're listening to.
We don't get paid by you. Just listen. Before we get to commercial break, we talked about the Young Bucks. We talked about the Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys who have won the Super Kick titles from the Young Bucks. And now WrestleMania weekend. See, again, somebody else is running the show, WrestleMania weekend. The Hardy Boys and the Young Bucks for the ROH championship as well as the Super Kick titles. What if I wasn't going to NXT, I believe it's the same night, that's where I would be.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Good move by WWE. I think they forecasted this in the sense that they put Hall of Fame on Friday instead of Saturday. Because if Hall of Fame was going up against that show, I seriously think a lot more people would be going to that than perhaps going to the Hall of Fame. But nonetheless, we are getting that match. This match kind of puts everything into perspective that I've kind of been saying along the lines of, yeah, the Hardys are signed with ROH, but we never heard how long it was going to be for. I really think, I'm just playing fantasy, I'm really thinking the Hardys drop all of those belts back to the Young Bucks on Saturday night. Saturday night, their last night with the company. And they're with WWE the next night. I firmly believe that. Believe
that. No, firmly. I believe that as well. I think we do see Hardys back in the WWE. We saw the Dudley Boys back. We saw Kurt Angle now, who's back, even though he may not even wrestle. We haven't even touched it. We're going to touch that here in a minute, but we saw Kurt Angle back. And so there's a lot of people that have made their way back to WWE land. I don't care if we get Broken Matt Hardy, which I think Broken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt is money all day long. I'm just saying, being a fantasy booker that I am. And then when you get you throw Jeff Hardy in the mix with Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles in a WWE program, I know it's been done at TNA, but a lot of things have been done in TNA, but when you come over to the WWE, it's a totally different story and a different mood and different way that it goes. But I think there's a lot of potential and a lot of matches that we can see that we have not seen if the Hardy Boys come back. And then if the Hardy Boys are a tag team, you have Hardys versus Usos, which would be good. Hardys versus American Alpha, which would definitely be good. You could even get the Hardys versus the Revival if you wanted it, WWE wanted to go that way. So I think there are a lot of potential for the Hardys, and they're both still young and still have time to do so. But speaking of Kurt Angle, Kurt Angle announced today that John Cena will be the person inducting him into the Hall of Fame. Do you agree with the induction of John Cena inducting Kurt Angle into the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. John Cena is the biggest star on the roster, and he had his first match with your headliner of your Hall of Fame. I don't understand if anybody that said it this. I don't understand how, because it makes perfect sense. I mean, and John Cena is the biggest guy on the roster anyway. Why would you not include him in that? I mean, it's simple logic to me. I agree with it. Absolutely.
I think it is simple logic, but what happens, you hear those who don't know the history, those who don't know where it originated from and wondering why did he pick John Cena. Well, what you got to do, your homework, do your research, do like most people do, have the WWE Network for $9.99, and then you'll be able to see John Cena's first match versus Kurt Angle on SmackDown. Nonetheless, there. But also what we didn't talk about is that when we mentioned the Ring of Honor, they're losing one of their stars. Leo Rush came out earlier today that Leo Rush will not re-sign, will not be re-signing with Ring of Honor, but he will be involved in the Evolve show, Evolve 81, down in Orlando. We mentioned earlier in some of our post-production meeting, you mentioned that you may see him in 205. I believe he's too small for the WWE right now. His body doesn't look like a WWE wrestler's body. If you look at most of those guys in 205, they're 205. They're cut. They're cutting down from 225 to be 205, not getting 200 to 205. And I don't think Leo Rush is there yet. I don't think 205 is for him as of right now.
I disagree. I think it'd be a great place to showcase the talent. A lot of these guys just look bigger on TV than they're on TV. These guys are legitimately like smaller guys. So I absolutely think that he could. He could work. I said it earlier. If you can work, at this point, they're going to let you go. They're going to let you do your thing. They're going to let you go out there and perform. So I absolutely think that he'll be on the indies for a little while, and WWE will bide their time and bring him in when it's right. But I think it does happen.
And I like Leo Rush. He's a friend of the program, been on the program a couple of times, you know, with the Wrestling Summit and different things. So I just think that he just need to bulk up just a little bit. Not that he doesn't like his style. Not to say, but how, and this is the other question that everyone has to look at, and this is where my mind works, just from the business standpoint. Leo Rush gets to 205, and his boy Patrick Clark still at NXT. Two different areas?
Two different areas. Leo's going to, they know the lane they want Leo in, and they'll know the lane they want Patrick in. They may barely cross paths.
Not necessarily cross paths.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see 205 as being the better, bigger program than NXT?
No.
Because those guys are on the main roster?
It's two different. Honestly, they're two different programs. See, that's why I do disagree. I meant to say that earlier. And yes, they're on the main roster because they have a spot on Raw. But realistically, 205 Live is its own. I don't consider it main roster. I don't consider it NXT. It is exactly what it is. It's 205 Live.
Hey, with that being said, you are the wizard. Let's close this night out. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, more WrestleMania talk, more SmackDown Live talk, more 205 conversation, more information on Ring of Honor, and there will be also more information on the wrestling, the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo, which is coming to coming May 19th and May 20th to the Richmond Convention Center. Please, ma'am, please, sir, continue to check out us on Fox Sports Radio 1340 for more information on the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo. We have some signings that will be coming out, or we have some information on some of the guests that will be at the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Expo here in the near future, and who will be at the Wrestling Marks of Excellence Fox Sports 1340 booth here in the next couple of weeks. Wizard, take us home.
If you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking for exotic food at reasonable prices? Elephant Thai, the only authentic Thai restaurant in the Tri-Cities, located in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell, is the place for you. Don't like real spicy food? Every meal at Elephant Thai can be customized from no spices to your desired level of spices. Exotic desserts, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages are also available, including beer from Thailand.
A special notice regarding Elephant Thai Restaurant. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai. Come and enjoy the exotic food of Thailand and receive a free dessert and fountain drink along with your lunch or dinner order. You heard correctly. Free dessert and fountain drink with your lunch or dinner order for you and your special Valentine at Elephant Thai.
Elephant Thai, your spot for an exciting dining experience. Call 458-2885. That's Elephant Thai Restaurant in the Crossings Shopping Center in Hopewell.
Gonna build on a new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings of Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
We hope to talk to you soon, and go Blue Devils.
I'm here. A new era of WWE SmackDown Live comes to Richmond Coliseum. The final SmackDown before WrestleMania, Tuesday night, March 28th, in a double main event.
About to make you feel as stupid as you look.
John Cena goes one-on-one with The Miz.
You're not Super Cena anymore. You're barely decent Cena.
UFC 2017 Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton.
I am more dangerous than I have ever been.
As he faces the phenomenal AJ Styles.
And I know I can beat you.
Also, Bray Wyatt.
WWE Champion.
Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose. Tag Team Champions American Alpha. Dolph Ziggler. Nikki Bella. Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. And more. Tuesday night, March 28th, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.